enjoy myself. I'm putting my problems up on the shelf. The work day's over and I got it made. Like Johnny Kemp said, I just got paid and I'm ready to mingle. Young man, single and free. Ready to get busy. Down to party and have a good time. All I need is a partner in crime. Call up the homies and hope they might say they're down to paint the town red tonight. Look in the closet and pull out the hype gear. Woke up the highs, I fade and I'm out of here. To a disco or a party of some kind. Hope that I would find myself a good time. Before I'm through and the night is done, man, I'm gonna have fun.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Okay. Driving a car. All right. Got used to that. Gas, and then I'm gonna buy stuff at the gas station. This is Tuesday. Stuff Tuesday is gonna go. The spot in that cold case where my energy drink, my primary energy drink of choice is now filled with tall cans of NOS. And I don't know what to do. I can only hope that that's a temporary situation. This guy is... Shit. Alright. Some dicey road stuff there for a sec, but everything's okay. He does.
Legacies, family, waiting to see it like a plan. Going like I got my time. Many killers on their hands. Legacies. like Randy. You jump and go ask for granted. This nigga pull up your band. Hope killers understand me. I got broads in the land. Twisted to be in the van. Credit cards in the scams. Hitting the list in the van. Legacy, fan. Why you see it like a fan? Going out like a Montana. Many killers on the hands. Legacy, fan. Why you see fan? Packers for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Been at the mansion like Randy. You jump and go ask for granted.
Breaking news on Sway in the Morning.
Sway in the Morning, Shay 45. As always, we will bring you news and keep you updated. Breaking news. That's just hit across the wire, Tracy G.
I got it, man. FBI Director James Comey, he just said a couple minutes ago that he would not recommend charges against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State, but that Clinton and her aides were quote-unquote extremely careless handling classified information. He said, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case, although we did not find clear evidence of intentional misconduct. He added, there is evidence that they were extremely careless of very sensitive, highly classified information. So this guy Comey said neither the Department of Justice nor the White House knew what he was going to announce today. And he said the FBI that investigation is nearing its end.
The system is rigged.
And remember what I talked about earlier. Today marks the official start of President Barack Obama joining Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail.
People got mad because Bill Clinton went on that plane and had that meeting and said it was all going down on that plane. And now Barack is saying, listen, man, go out and vote. That's all I care about. You're going to have your issues. All kind of stuff is going to be coming out now from both sides. Look, none of us are there. None of us don't know. Just go out and exercise your right to vote. All of this, I'm going down the middle and voting for somebody that ain't going to win. It's nonsense. Go, you pick your side and you go with it. Go out and vote and see what happens. But thank you, Tracy G, for that news. Hillary Clinton, if you just missed it, will not be charged for those emails.
And now back to the bullshit.
You know you love celebrity drama.
Still not ask me questions like that. I'm not biting.
Especially when it's caught on camera.
No! No! Don't shut me up!
It's time for Celebrity Wire on Sway in the Morning.
Oh, God, here we go.
On Shade 45.
Yep, here we go with that Celebrity Wire.
All right, man. So, Ciara, she just filed legal documents, extra ones in this defamation lawsuit. She's still going hard against Future. This is what she's adding to that paperwork pile. She's laying out various threats Future has made, particularly aimed at her boy, Russell Wilson. In particular, she's noting the football emojis with guns that Future tweeted out in reference to Russell. And she's saying, Future posted this a while back, but she's saying that this also means that our lives are threatened. Something must be done about this. She's also making mention of a joint that he dropped last month in which she says, trying to fuck my baby mama, dog, what's up with you? You gonna make me get that heat? I'm pulling up on you. She says the singer, she's calling Future's conduct quote-unquote frightening. She's calling it socially irresponsible. She's saying this is horrible to be happening during this recent rash of gun violence. And she believes that the threat is real. However, she's not really explaining what this has to do with her defamation case. So I don't know what's going on. But that's the latest. They pulling in all the comments on TMZ.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, I hope it all works out. What else you got, Tracy J?
All right,
I hope it all works out.
Zelia,
yes.
Thanks. So, you know, when she first sprouted into this hip-hop game, she had all eyes on her. People were trying to see what she's going to do with it. However, what she did do with it was tweet a lot. She had all these controversial public mishaps. And it kind of just kills her momentum. And a lot of people started looking at her as a troll rather than a singer or an artist or a rapper. And most recently, she started bleaching her skin. This was not a rumor. She's claiming all the shades of lightness that she now has. And she wanted to do a Facebook Live video and basically show off to the world bleaching 101. Listen to this. opinion about skin lightening. I consider anything that has to do with like removing layers of skin or pigment, I consider it all bleaching. Skin bleaching or skin lightening, whatever you want to call it in the world, that is a very deep, dark world. And I think it's just like a deeper conversation into just like a woman's right to choose, like just a woman's choice. A woman's choice. I think that just with being black and being a black woman, at least for me, sometimes I can forget to like be a woman, and I just get really, yeah, like bent up on blackness and
black.
So she's defending it or not? I don't understand it.
She is. I don't know if she's going real, real white. I'm not sure what the actual end goal is, but nah, she's in defense.
I would like to hear her sing designers over there because like a
Yo, when this stuff called like white niches or something or like
yeah, white niches.
Ooh.
White niches.
Can't believe I remembered it. That's such a great name. That's
Look
why.
At you, I know your
name was called this area. White niches. That's foul. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, Tracy, we totally know. Okay, one more quick story. So Tracy Braxton, excuse me, actually, we should be speaking about Toni Braxton before I get into Tracy. So Toni, a lot of people were just kind of like, I don't really understand this love, lust between you and Birdman. And someone who is also joining that general sentiment is her sister, Tracy Braxton. This is why she's being brought up, because she was over at Essence Festival enjoying herself, but then all of a sudden she put the screw face on when someone asked her about her sister's relationship. Listen to this.
He's been in the family for such a long time, so you know, it's like almost incest. I'm like, really? It's like kissing your brother in the mouth or something. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, so it's easy to say she does not approve.
He don't care. Maybe not thinking about that. Thank you, Tracy G, for that celebrity wire.
Yeah, yo.
I thought that was you do say, maybe don't care.
Yeah. Oh, like, he throws him
off. Yeah, like,
Baby don't care.
Tracy
G, where can people reach you?
Twitter, Instagram, @IsTracyG, ITS, or ACY.
Well, I'm glad to feel, you know, up on the news.
845, that's enough of the call up. If you want to leave a voicemail, play him up next. Wait a minute, Shane 845.
For as, like, bad as this morning show can be, when the host, when Sway is gone, it's like a next level of dire.
Dinosaur. John Dillo working in my tractor, because uncommon jobs require uncommon toughness. Chevron Dillo, let's go further.
Record Rack and country music star Craig Morgan are now proud to team up to show our veterans the thanks they so much deserve.
Beginning July 4th, nominate a friend or a family member that has proudly served our country. One winner from each branch of service will be chosen for an all-expense-paid hunting trip and meet-and-greet with me.
Nominate a friend or family member at recordrack.com.
Time to go.
My option is Natty Ice or Code Red, Mountain Dew Code Red. Oh, God.
I'm just going to eat these ice cubes.
I'm going to drink some of this disgusting hand water that people have been reaching into all day. That is the best option. On Twitter, oh, by the way, we just retweeted a great picture of what Allie's going to look like after 3 more years of degeneration.
No, really? Ugh. Ugh.
Now I know that I messed up.
But I don't think that this is a big mess up. No, this is not a mess up. This is an awesome song, too, to add to the list. This is what you came for. Calvin Harris, Rihanna, up another spot, number 6.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Ray, that's a bad choice. Is it Renny? Party hard. Very funny. You don't hear my tummy. I guess my money. My stomach ain't growling. I'm styling and wilding. Drinking vodka straight up to Long Island. I want my own island. You betcha I'ma get it. I switch hits and play with both men. Pack a 4/5. I'm after your chick. We ain't doing it right. She's after your scratch. And I'm after hers. With these macking words. Nerd. Thought Square stayed sharp. You're nothing but a mark and I'm sick of that lark. I'm playing my card. I'm Mr. Furley. Put in a rub and I'm talking to you girly. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
Morning show on KML, Bay's number one for hip-hop and R&B. DC in the building, Lady Ray right there, and Les yep. Jones inside the mix, man. Mac Dre's birthday today, man. Celebrating the life of Mac Dre right here on KML. Lady Ray, he would have been how old today?
DC, he would have been 46 today, man. We just want to send love out to the fam. Make sure, you know, romp in peace, Mac Dre. Definitely missing young Andre Hicks out there. But we want folks to call in and just maybe share a couple memories of, you know, how they maybe listened to the album the first time or what you was doing the day you picked up that Rompilation mix. Share that with us.
Absolutely. A lot of folks out there in the North Bay used to do shows out there all the time.
And
just definitely rock with all the folks out there in the Bay. My favorite Mac Dre album, Back in the Hood. Why? Because it was recorded from, what do they call it? What do the old people call it?
You know, you can say it behind the walls.
The
Hoosgow. There you go. That's that one. I'm not that old, so
well, you know, hey, man. But yeah, Mac Dre definitely had a lot of great albums, a lot of great memories, man. Trill TV, watching that back in the day. I might go home and watch Trill TV today. I think I'm gonna go ahead and celebrate the life of Dre like that.
DC, it's a couple extras on that DVD that are not to be missed. So if you've never seen it, Trill TV, you might want to make that happen.
Yeah, Lady Ray's mom's is on there. So she's featured on Trill
TV.
You gotta find her for a second, though. Anyway, we on Facebook Live right now. Make sure to check us out right there at Facebook at 106KMEL. Still looking for a winner right now, too, man. Trying to get you out there to California's Great America. Lex Jones in the mix right now. Sonic G Morning Show on KMEL.
I do like this. They put a look on my face like I smell some piss. Then bounce to the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust on the smirk off me shirt. Then get to the ground as I catch the bass. Then I wipe all the sweat off me face. I back up, then I start to slide. Hop in my collar as I glide. Then I break the drink down and do the bird. Dust myself off like I just don't thug. Come on everybody, now's the chance. Dance on all them shakers, the desert girls. Death nurse.
choose a list because it's time to pop you a few. Then you gas, break, start the chips, and dance with the core and the start is just doing school. Open up the car, doors, the whole damn car, though. Hop out and follow, why you let the car roll? Ride the whip while you ride the strip. It's your chance to do your dance on the side of it. Why you ready? The passenger and driver sleep. Stand up and jump back inside of it. It's white sounding out the rooftop. You now get moved out by the fool cops. They're trying to have you got you and your boys gon' be. If you wanna learn, come stay tuned to this. I'm a freak, get your man. Show me something to get inside to do a sizzle thing.
Show right here on KBO, base number one for hip-hop and R&B. Lex Jones in the mix, man. Been doing it for you for about the past hour or so. Lady Ray right here, DC in the building. And we got to get a winner. California's Great America is coming, is doing this Taste in New Orleans event coming up. That's going down July 23rd and 24th. And again, the 30th and 31st of the month as well.
DC has a perfect way to end the month of July. Get out there and get some of that Cajun food. And on top of that, you might want to rest a little bit between having the food and then jumping into Boomerang Bay. So lots of stuff definitely to get into out there at California's Great America. We want to find out what, you know, folks are doing for Dre Day out there. What's up? How you celebrating Dre Day?
Hey, what's good, man? I just want to talk about some Mac Dre right quick. I want to say that he left me with some real good memories, like the height of the hype movement. I remember just stopping at stoplights, getting out, passenger gigging, and doing the most in the bed, man. So rest in peace to Mac Dre.
I got something else for you.
Yes, sir.
Hooking you up with tickets, man. Call 106 to go into California's Great America, bro.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, thank you so much.
It's all good, my G. What's your name?
This is Johnny, San Jose.
All right, shout out to you. You want another chance to win California's Great America Pass to Shea Ohio's for your 6 o'clock, and we'll be doing it again, 8:45 all week, right here on the Sonic G Morning Show.
Radio announcer man.
Ultimately, a loud and then a soft sound.
Always.
bitch in New York. I didn't say judge, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof. Fly it in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the floating truck to see the roof. Didn't wear a foot.
Raining. It's so foggy, misty here at the Golden Gate Bridge. It's insane. It's fucking July. It's out of control. Thank you.
Drive a big body. Should I do karate? busting on the space on my chest, figure I was a figure skater. Figure to be speaking, I'm mentally on vacation. Control the way, I beg your part, sweat your island part. Now I'm with your daughter in the car, my Aston Martin. Used to park cars, now I buy stars. Give me sweet some stars in my seven car garage. Got nice hips, vice grip, flip. Me and Kick Jim from Versace Rice Grips. Now I'm in the mix, like salad dressing. All those cool women, let's got me fucked on black kissing.
Modern dance music. I love hip hop. That's why I gotta listen to this song. I like fresh rhymes. Let him know if his flow be sexy. Relax here in the dark, in this tunnel. There we go. Thank you. Find the idea of streaming your life fascinating?
Nah.
Probably a bad idea.
That Mayfield, that Superfly, that Willie Hutch, and that Mac. This that blues man, that's
loves them all. That Sade, that loves King, that Coltrane, that loves Green, that Miles Davis, bitch, screw that. Yeah, says I go into this is jazz, this is funk, this is soul, this is gospel, this is sanctified sex, this is live Pentecostal, this is church, barbecue, amen, poor bitch. What my people need and the opposite of bullshit. Jazz, yeah, this is funk, this is soul, this is gospel, this is sanctified sex, this is live Pentecostal, this is church.
You made me put out another middling rap album. Crash my internet.
Somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is still turkey.
Don't do it. Hov, I need to check my sights. Don't do it.
Yeah.
some cool strange musicians. Wow, cocaine money and pieces. Wow, god damn it, I got issues.
Get home, walk in my bedroom, find Jay-Z unscrewing my cable modem. Fuck, don't stop. What? Jay-Z's in the Maybach out front with a laptop running air crack, trying to get on my Wi-Fi. He just needs to use my printer. Comcast threatened to cut him off, so he needs to torrent stuff. He's got to drive around and get another. He's got a fucking war drive till he finds an open Wi-Fi. Let's try to download the original fucking Dick Dubs of Sailor Moon. It's The Rock. I'm here, I gotta go. It's Tuesday. It's already Tuesday. I gotta get going. See ya.